Shalom. This week's reading from the Torah is Parsha Vayetze. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. Genesis chapter 28, verse 12. Prayer is a means of communication between man and God, a connection between earth and heaven. The gateway to God's abode in heaven was revealed to Jacob. And behold, the Lord stood beside him and said, I am the Lord, the God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it and to thy seed. In addition to this promise, Hashem also reassured Jacob that he would safeguard him and bring him back into the land. Upon waking from the dream, Jacob said, this is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. Genesis 8, verse 17. Rashi comments, based upon Perki de Rabbi Eliezer, on the verse, and this is the gate of heaven, a place where prayers would ascend to heaven. Jacob saw angels of God ascending and descending upon the ladder in his dream. The angels ascending towards heaven represent prayers, and the angel descending from heaven represent the answers to those prayers, according to Sephorno. Rashi associates the place of Jacob's dream with Mount Moriah, the place where Abraham brought up Isaac as an offering. Years later, in Jewish history, the Beis HaMikdash, House of God, was built on the Mount Moriah, where the Temple Mount in Jerusalem is located. Genesis Rabbah comments that the heavenly temple is directly above the earthly temple. Therefore, the temple in Jerusalem served as the gateway to the heavenly temple. Today, it is still acknowledged that all of our prayers ascend to heaven from the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. Rabbi Abakia notes that the word zah, this, as in this must be the gate of heaven, occurs three times in the passage, in allusion to the three temples. The first and second temples were destroyed, yet we await the building of the third temple in the era of peace that we brought with the establishment of Malchus Elohim, the kingdom of God. The rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash is in tandem with our expectation of Mashiach. Ad Mosai, how long will we wait?